Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY26 conference call of Aminji Rubber Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management, today we have with us Mr. Mufaddal Nabiuddin Deshwala Aminji, Managing Director, and Mr. Mustafa Saifuddin Okhandwala, COO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mustafa. Sir, thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Very good afternoon, and I thank all our investors and stakeholders who have joined us in this call and in our IPO journey as well. This is a very proud moment. This is our first earnings call post our IPO, which happened very recently, and I'm very happy to speak to everybody on call today. Regarding our financial highlights for the first half of FY26, the company has achieved significant milestones driven by continuous infrastructure investment, regulatory approvals, product diversification, and capacity modernization. The company's revenue from operations has risen by about 8.47% year-over-year, while total income has increased by 8.95% in H1, showcasing consistent growth momentum. EBITDA for H1 surged 61.3% to 11 crores and 43 lakhs, with margins expanding from 17.99% to a remarkable 26.63%. Net profit has more than doubled, reaching 4 crores 37 lakhs, and a net margin of 10.19%, demonstrating a 103.53% increase over the previous period and underscoring Aminji's commitment to operational efficiency and margin improvement. Aminji's comprehensive product portfolio spans critical infrastructure and railway components such as elastomeric bridge bearings, spot PTFE bearings, expansion joints, composite grooved railway pads, and other custom-molded rubber goods. All these products are backed by essential RDSO and MOT certifications, and Aminji has the distinction of having its own in-house NABL-accredited lab. Recently, the company's agile response to changing railway standards has ensured it is the first mover in supplying 10mm railway rubber pads under the new upcoming railway standards, and is poised to capture upcoming railway expansion opportunities as well. From the IPO proceeds, we plan to have advanced machinery and automation, leading to expanded production capacity and introduction of railway-related high-margin products. We are also going to be introducing conveyor belts, which is a volume-based product, which will further support our growth in domestic and export markets, wherein we already have supplies, and we will further enhance our reach to the U.S., Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Tanzania, Nepal, and Poland. Ongoing infrastructure investments, modernization initiatives in railways, and regulatory approvals solidify Aminji's position as a preferred vendor in both government and the commercial sectors. With a diversified product base and proven technical credentials, the company is well-equipped to navigate future challenges and capitalize on the available and future sectoral opportunities. Aminji Rubber Limited stands ready to create enduring value for its stakeholders, driven by sustainable growth, technical innovation, and a commitment to operational excellence. I welcome you all once again, and I thank you for your trust and support. Steve, we can open the floor for any questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Daksh Prajapati with Hem Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. So
Good morning.
My first question is related to rubberized railway pads.
Okay.
So, like, as you mentioned, the specifications has been changed recently, and we have got the trial order for the same.
Yes.
So do we have any inventory according to, like, which is according to the old specifications?
So, thank you, Daksh, for your question. So now, when the railway introduces the new specifications, it takes time for the new inventory to take over the old specs. So currently, we have plenty of orders under the old specification as well, which we will attempt to fulfill in the coming months. Having said that, in the Indian Railways, there won't be a situation where immediately they will stop taking the old inventory. It depends where they want to use the new specification pads, on which lines, etc. So both products will run simultaneously for a period of time until the railways decide that, okay, now we will completely move to the new specification. So that is something that we will have to wait and watch.
Okay, sir. And, like, if we pass this trial phase, so, like, what's the growth revenue we can expect from this order?
It is difficult to give a forward-looking statement right now, but considering our present order book and we once this trial phase passes, we expect good volumes. I won't be able to quantify it at this point.
Okay, sir. And sir, my other question is related to tire, which we are manufacturing for the defense, which are in the trial phase currently.
Yes.
So can you throw some light on the same?
So currently, the update on that front is that we have supplied the first few numbers for field trials, and we are waiting for the ordnance factory to give us an update on that. The field trials will take some time, maybe 2 to 3 months or so. So I will probably have an update for you in our next earnings call, I hope so. But then again, with government agencies, you never know. So that is the update as of now.
Okay, sir. And what's the role of these tires in defense?
So these tires are used in Arjun tanks. If you've seen, there is a steel belt that runs the tanks, and in between that, these tires help the tank run. So I think in each tank there are about 12 tires on each side, if I'm not mistaken. I'll recheck that information. So that is what the purpose of this tire is.
Okay, sir. And sir, we have one more, like, one U.S. subsidiary.
Correct.
In which we have 90% stake. And then it was, sir, mentioned that we haven't paid them, like, for the subsidiary.
So on that front, we actually encountered some certain problems with our bank. That payment for the shares is almost done. In fact, this month we will conclude that. So we will be compliant on that front as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Daksh. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Rahil with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon, Rahilji.
Yes, yes, sir. So, hi. Yeah. So, I kind of like, you know, missed your introduction in the beginning. So, I just want to know, I'm new to your company and I don't have much idea about your business, you know, apart from the description given. So, if you could just, you know, elaborate more on the various prospects you see in the future, currently are doing, and what sort of potential do you see for your business, you know, to achieve, like in terms of expansion, in terms of more segments you enter. So just a general overview and then about the future prospects, please.
Correct. So, Rahilji, I'll try to keep it as concise and as informative as possible. Aminji, as you know, is mostly caters to the infrastructure and the railway segment. Within the railways, we supply sleeper pads. These pads are used between concrete sleepers and railway tracks to absorb vibrations. In that pad, there are various designs that we supply, and we are the choice supplier for the railways. With that, we also supply another component called UIC vestibules, which connect to coaches, railway coaches. These are rubber tubes which I use. Again, Aminji is at the forefront on that product as well. In terms of infrastructure, we supply bridge bearings for... So these are also rubber pads with steel inserts used to arrest vibrations from a bridge. In that also, there are various types which we supply. Some of them have more metal, less rubber. Some of them have more rubber, less metal. Along with that, we also supply a product called expansion joints, which are used in roads and highways, where it is placed between two concrete slabs to arrest vibrations and to actually help increase the life of the concrete. Other than that, we also have industrial rubber sheets, which we have been supplying since the past many years, but we have increased our focus on that as well. This is the current product portfolio as it stands. And regarding future prospects that you asked, Indian Railways...
If I can just jump in, please, if I can just, just jump in based on this current product you have. So which delivers the most revenue as of now?
Our railway side delivers the most revenue, which is the rubber pads and the UIC vestibules.
In terms of percentage, if you can give, you know, anything, so is it like
it's about 55%, sir.
55. So the rest would be from the infra division.
Yeah, rest is from the infra, and a very small percentage right now the rubber sheet division. So,
rubber sheet division. Okay, so now you are looking to foray into the defense category, is it fair to say?
Yes, Rahilji. So if I can just give you a little brief on the future development as well, so I'll include that as well. So in the future developments regarding that, I've which is mentioned before also, the railway is consistently upgrading its facilities, its supplies, and in that the rubber pad is also undergoing tremendous amount of change with change in specifications, etc. So we and Aminji is again very involved in that process. So we expect similar or better volumes in the future for this product regarding railways. In defense, as you already know, we are supplying the rubberized wheel for the Arjun tank. We received the trial order and we have successfully supplied 18 numbers for field trials, after which we, once it passes that field trial, will be given approval to execute a PO of about 180 numbers or so. That is in the defense front. Apart from that, as mentioned in our IPO objects, we are investing in upgradation of our existing machinery. Our existing presses are a little old, so we are investing in that to have better output, increase efficiency. And we are starting a new product line called the conveyor belt. We will be having our first press in our facility. And that is a market which you can say it is a natural integration of our already of the processes that are already going on. So you can expect revenues to start from that from the next FY once the machinery is installed.
From the next fiscal year, then?
Yes, yes. From the next fiscal year. Yes.
Okay. So what's your capacity as on date? Combined capacity, or maybe division wise, if you can give me, and the utilization. So from that, we can, you know, what kind of potential peak revenue potential you can.
So currently, in terms of railways, we are also undergoing a re-audit of our capacities. So currently, our capacity in railways for rubber pads, if I say, stands at about 1.35 crore pieces a year. That is that is utilized by around 40 to 50%. The simple reason for that is that in railways, we have to show more capacity to get a part of the chunk because it's a tender-based business and there are many players. So when we show a capacity of 1.35 lakhs, we get a commensurate 40 to 50% quantities for that. And in terms of other products also, our capacities are utilized anywhere between 40 to 50. In one or two products, it's about 60 to 70%. So even infrastructure, it's a very seasonal business as well. For example, in the rains, in the monsoons, infrastructure work doesn't happen that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then post-rains in H2 is when actual activity starts. So that's how our capacity is. You can say we are never at full capacity. But if I have to scale or if an order comes which requires me to go full capacity, we can easily do that. That is not an issue. So that is what our capacities look like as of today.
Is it fair to say you're in H2, your infra division is you know, working at more than you can say optimal capacity? So, and you have good orders in H2 as well for infra, and the railway is as usual business. So H2 is better than H1?
H2 is certainly better than H1, yes. Yes.
Okay. And do you have an active order book? This works on order book basis, right?
We do have an active order book. Yes.
Any amount you'd like to value or in terms of quantity?
The amounts keep adding, actually. So I'll just revisit that and maybe you can connect later on that front.
Okay, and other than this defense, you were in the beginning of my question, you were about to explain for the future prospects. Are there any other as of now?
As of now, this is what is in the works. There are certain developments, but those are at a very nascent stages, so it wouldn't be okay for me to comment on that at this point. Maybe in the earnings call in April or something, I'll have more information for you.
Okay, and lastly, based on all you've said and the demand on the ground, which of course you are more aware of, and the current existing order book you have in hand, what sort of, like as investors, what sort of growth one can pencil in, and what sort of consistent, like stable margin range we can, you know, consider for the foreseeable future?
So for the foreseeable future, I think we'll grow at about 20 to 25% CAGR, and our current margins regarding EBITDA, that is the range in between 20 to 25%. So we will try to maintain those for the foreseeable future, yes.
Okay. All right, sir. I'll get back into you. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Varun A, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Can you please update me about the IPO fund deployment? The IPO fund. So currently we have made advances towards our machinery. So that deployment has already started. And in terms of the other object, which was loan repayment, we have identified the loans which we want to close. And we are communicating them on getting the required letters for foreclosures, etc. So that is still a developing part, and in terms of general corporate, we utilize some fund. So funds are still there, and that is how the utilization is going on, sir.
Can you please update your segment revenue contribution between industrial, railways, and commercial, and the segment margin also?
So segment-wise, our railways accounts for about 55% of our revenue, as I said before. Remaining is infrastructure mostly, and margins in across the board, we maintained our EBITDA at about 23-24%. So that is what we will continue to maintain.
Okay. So can you please throw some light on export business? How are we planning to expand in export?
Correct. So last fiscal year we did about 10 crores in exports. This year also our exports to Saudi Arabia are going as planned. Iraq, currently there is an election over there. We did a lot of exports in Iraq last year. Once the election is over, which is I think this month, exports to Iraq will also pick up, and we hope to have to see that impact in H2. We are already in touch with other Middle Eastern companies in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Saudi Arabia as well to supply our rubber products, our infrastructure products and rubber sheets mostly. And in terms of the US subsidiary, the reason we had opened that subsidiary is that we wanted to export rubber sheets from here and sell in that market. So that office would act as a trading office. Right now, I think the political environment was also very uncertain, and with the IPO, etc. But we are going to try to start focusing on that market from H2 and as well as the next fiscal year. So currently, that is how we are going about our exports. And there are a few other things that are, again, at very nascent stages where we are talking to other companies. So I'll definitely have more updates in our next earnings call post H2.
Okay. And what are the new products we are looking for? And also, can you please highlight more about the rubber pads for railways, which was mentioned in the release?
Oh, correct. So the future products, as I've already mentioned, the defense wheel is something that we have focused on, and we are going ahead with the field trials. Conveyor belts is something that we are expanding into. And in terms of the railway rubber pads business, railway rubber pads, we have been one of the biggest suppliers to Indian Railways over the last few years. And those pads are also undergoing change in specifications, wherein the quality of pads is getting better. And that gives us a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room for improvement in our margins as well. Exact figures I won't be able to give you at this point, because the specifications will come into effect, and once we execute these trial orders, and we'll see how the situation is developing. So, and along with this trial order, we are also in talk with railways, wherein we are giving trying other rubber materials for field trials. And if those materials are also approved by railways, then
we'll have more scope in rubber pads. So all in all, the rubber pad business is also looking very positive, very promising. Infrastructure is always very promising, and exports also, we are focusing on that, and that is our plan to grow that part of our business as well.
Okay. Can you please throw some color on the industry numbers in terms of demand and supply for your product? Also, how do we see the replacement demand?
So currently, industry-wise, sir, in terms of infrastructure, it is very difficult because it is very project-to-project basis. So I won't have exact numbers for that. In terms of railways, railways requires around 8 crore pieces every year. The replacement cycle is also about 4 to 5 years. But that replacement cycle is a little shorter right now because of the certain quality issues that the railway is facing. That translates into higher volumes. But at the same time, now that modernization is taking place and specifications are getting better, we expect that replacements for existing pads will also increase. And procurement of new pads and the new specs will also increase over time. So on both fronts, things are looking very good, hopefully, inshallah.
Okay, so one more question.
Sure.
How do we differentiate ourselves from competition?
So, sir, in the listed space currently, in terms of our products, there is no competition. Because there is no company with a similar product profile. But if you ask me from personal experience and on the market, our differentiators, firstly, sir, our capacities are one of the biggest in railways compared to all other vendors. Secondly, we have our own very strong technical team. My technical team at the factory consists of about 3 senior rubber technologists. And the whole team has been together for more than a decade. Thirdly, we have our in-house NABL accredited lab. That certification, it is called an ISO 17025 certification. That we got that certification when it was unheard of that in our sector somebody would go for that. That increases compliance on our end. It ensures quality products are supplied from our end, and it increases our responsibility towards the products that we manufacture, because a lot of companies then look at our testing, etc., as a gold standard. These are our biggest differentiators, sir, on ground.
Okay, and just one last question, sir. Do we receive payments from government on time? Also, you mentioned that your H2 is always better. Can you please elaborate on this, maybe in terms of tenders, payments, etc.? Just wanted to understand the business cycle.
So, sir, in railways, payments are mostly on time. The cycles are about 3 to 4 months. The reason for these long cycles is because all our products go through inspection and quality checks. So railways will deploy a third-party agency, or they themselves, the RDSO, will come and do the whole raw material, from the raw material right to the finished product. The whole inspection happens. So payment cycles are a little longer, but having said that, in railways, payments always, we are able to get payments on time as per railway standards. And in infrastructure also, we work with contractors who are known to be well good paymasters, and we try to work on an advanced model first in infrastructure. Railways, that is not possible. And sir, your second part of the question, if you could repeat, apart from the payment cycle.
H2 is always better. Can you please elaborate on this? Maybe in terms of
Yes. So, sir, seen after monsoon, H2 infrastructure picks up. So that is one area where it is better. And also in H2, your budgets for the fiscal year have to be given out. So a lot more tenders and orders are expected in this phase. Hence, H2 is better than H1 for us, has been so historically.
Okay, just one more question. What is our order book currently?
So the current order book, it is constantly evolving. But exact figures, I'll check and come back. Sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vinay Ambekar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Vinay. Good afternoon. Yes.
Hi, sir. This company is new to us, so excuse me, you know, if some questions appear as a little basic. One thing you mentioned that the demand for your railway products are about 8 crore pieces. Yes. Approximately how much would that translate into value term?
Sir, I cannot give you an exact number because railway pads, there are many designs and the rates are also different. So, that is like fully possible to give you an exact number. It would be actually very wrong on my part to give you the exact figure. But, as our business... I'll have to check my numbers and come back. I have a number in my mind, but if I say it and it is wrong, so I'll have to check and come back, sir, on the range.
Okay. I mean, then is it like a few thousands of crores per year or a few hundreds of crores per year?
Sir, I will go to such an extent saying it is in the hundreds of crores. Yes. And potential to reach 1,000, yes. I can say that much.
Got it. And this is only about railway pads, right? So we supply other products for railways also. So
yes,
can you talk about them a little bit, sir?
So sir, railway pads in itself has many designs, okay? It's not one design, many designs. So that is a big product. And apart from that, we supply UIC vestibules, sir. These are basically rubber tubes and used to connect two coaches. This is a fire retardant material that we supply. These two are the main products that we supply to the railways. Apart from that, there is another third product, which is level crossing pads, basically at crossings, railway crossings. Before concrete and rocks used to be put, now they are upgrading it to these rubber pads. These components, each piece weighs about 300 kilos. So we manufacture those as well. But that supply doesn't take place directly to the railway. It goes through contractors who are given those works. So, but our rubber pads and vestibules are supplied directly to the railways.
Okay. In vestibule, what could be the market potential, demand potential?
Sir, vestibules, that also is in the 100 crore mark as of now, and that grows consistently by about 10 to 15% every year. So that market is not it is big. It is not big as the rubber pad, but it is a very niche market.
with few players and better margins.
How many players you said, sir? Three.
Huh, sir?
How many players did you say?
There are about 11 players, sir, in vestibules.
Okay. And how would you say our size is in comparison to them?
So we get about 10 to 15% of the tenders, and size-wise also we are bigger than most of them. I can say that.
Okay. And these are also consumable, sir, in a sense that do they also have a lifespan of, like you said, railway pads, 4-5 years, of course, that is reduced.
Yeah, I mean, they also have a lifespan of about 5 to 10 years, and there are warranty clauses also. So after, if before certain time, if there is an issue, then we work with the railways to provide replacements as well.
Interesting. Okay. And so in railway pads, you said there's no listed competitor, but among the private companies, how many are there and how are we placed vis-a-vis them?
So, sir, in private competitors, there are about, if you go to the approved sources on the IREP portal, there are, you'll find about 50, but out of them, only 20 to 25 are active players in the railway pad market, and amongst all of them, our capacities are the biggest. Our facilities are also much better than, I would say, 99% of the players today in railway pads.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay. So this covers the railway division. Similar, can you just cover, you know, in terms of the applications for the infra division that we have?
Sir, infrastructure is the... So, sir, infrastructure is again a very different market. It is a much more fragmented market. In infrastructure, because a lot of payments, etc., are dependent on who the contractor is for a project. So we are very selective in whom we work with. So that is why that division is not as big as the railway division. But there are certain workings that are happening behind the scenes, in which we are trying to increase that market as well. And I'll have more information in our next earnings call, because it is still at a nascent stage. In the infrastructure segment, in spite of us being so choosy, we still have good revenues from that segment. It still covers about 40% of our revenues. That whole product mix, which is about, it's made up of 4, 5 to 6 products. And also our exports also. Infrastructure products are exported as well. So that is why these two are not comparable, because of just the nature of how the procurement happens and how our supplies happen. But rest assured, our focus is on increasing that market also, because in even in bridge bearings, etc., there is no listed player to compare us with. But if I compare on ground, even in such a... It is a very much more highly competitive market. Even in that, we are known for our quality. If I can mention certain projects, for example, the Surat Metro recently consists of our bridge bearings. Mostly, we have supplied our bridge bearings in Mumbai Metro also, and even our expansion joints. So that area also is developing. And we hope that... we can increase our exports over there. That is why Saudi Arabia and Iraq, we focused on. Sorry, I think I got cut, but export also.
We can do it.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so as I said, exports is also a big driver in infrastructure, and we are focusing on increasing those as well, in those revenues as well, sir.
Okay. So my last the question would be around the process. So what would be our raw material, and I mean, do we manufacture rubber from the as basic crude derivative or some intermediate?
The rubber, our manufacturing, usually we use natural rubber and synthetic rubber blends, and in infrastructure, okay. Sir, these specifications are also provided. So how much rubber needs to be put, what kind of rubber, etc. is already well defined. So, and okay. Sir, in the rubber industry is basically a market of formulations. So if your technical team is very strong, then you can work with various kinds of natural and synthetic rubbers. And that is mostly where we gather our raw material from, sir.
So, who would be our main supplier, sir, for this?
Sir, in this, sir, we have multiple suppliers. In terms of natural rubber, we get it from Kerala. Synthetic rubber, there are many distributors in India. So, we usually procure from them, sir.
Okay. And the prices of the rubber we have seen, for example, what goes into tire or other applications, so they fluctuate quite a bit. How do we manage these within our financials?
So, sir, two things we do. Firstly, if it is available on the cheap, we buy and store it, especially natural and synthetic rubber, because as you said, the prices vary and the supplies can become an issue. Second thing is, sir, because a lot of our business is with the government, all these contracts contain something called as the price variation clause. So if there is a sharp a change in raw material prices, then we are able to obtain the difference amount from the government itself. So that is how we currently handle this problem.
Right, okay. Okay, sir. I will pause here. I got a good overview of the business. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I hope to keep in touch with you and understand it better. Sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tanay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for explaining with such detail. I had one more additional question. Like, could you explain the competitive and pricing environment? Like, you were talking about how you can pass on the difference in pricing of your raw materials with government contracts. And how does this factor, I mean, what kind of competition are you seeing in these pricing?
Competition in terms of the tendering with other players?
So,
sir, see, our businesses are full of competition. There is no way around it, especially in terms of rubber. As you see, past historically, what has happened in railways is that railways has continuously increased the number of approved suppliers. Now, what that the effect that has had is that the rates have suffered over the years for the rubber pads. Along with that, the quality has also suffered. Now, the railways has realized that, and since last 1 year, Aminji has been in constant touch with Indian Railways. The new specifications that have also come for these rubber pads, for which we have received the first trial orders, that also, a lot of suggestions were made by Aminji. Knowing the pain points that we are facing in our industry, and the railways has been very kind, they've taken note of that and they're constantly improving. So in terms of pricing, sir, there is a lot of competition, but in that also Aminji has survived, not even survived, it has thrived actually. And it is, I can say it is leading the pack, because in terms of our capacity, the only reason why we have increased so much capacity is because there is demand, it is because the railways wants quality product, which Aminji even in the present environment is giving. Today, if you go on ground, there is so much rejection, etc. happening. Aminji's name, you won't hear it. And Aminji has always been associated with quality. And if that is the impression, image and the reality, which the Indian Railway is also aware about. So in terms of our competition, this is the biggest differentiator, and the fact that we are, you can say that we are leading the, trying to lead the industry to a better environment, speaks volumes of where we are headed, sir, in terms of our competition.
Wow, great. Another follow-up would be, could you elaborate on your kind of cost, like what percentage of cost is raw material or other such costs? And, I mean, what's your outlook for that? And, in regards to working capital requirements, since the increase of orders, how would that be affected?
So, sir, currently, since we have been already working at increased capacities in terms of volume since a while, so working capital-wise also, we have been able to manage our cycles, and with extended credit lines from our suppliers and support from our banks up until now, we are able to manage a working capital cycle, and even with increase in volumes, we don't currently foresee an issue on that front. In terms of cost, sir, our raw material cost is about it's about 30 to 40%. Then you add labor, inspection charges, etc., electricity, and other ancillary costs. So that is how we've able to maintain our EBITDA margin also in the range of 20 to 25%. So going ahead in terms of costs, the biggest reason we bulk purchase is to keep that cost in check, and we have been largely successful in that. Having said that, since the railways is also upgrading specifications, the business environment on ground is changing. We are also having a relook at our cost structures and where we can optimize. And one other reason for upgrading existing machinery and also looking at solutions for automation is to rework on our cost structure and reduce wherever we can in terms of wastage, in terms of inefficiencies, in terms of re-educating the labor workforce as well, so that output per labor can increase. So that is what we are doing at the back end, and we are hopeful that those the results of that we will see in the coming quarters.
Yeah, and if I could just ask a last question, like in your long term vision, would you like to be a niche railway supplier kind of a company, or a diversified like industrial rubber solutions company? Like which path do you want to take?
That is a very difficult question. I would like to phrase it in such a way. I hope just one thing I would like to mention is that our visionary promoter, Mr. Aminji, had to travel suddenly. So I would have loved it if he could have answered that question if he was on call. But and I'm hoping that in the next earnings call he is there to lay out the vision of the next few fiscal years. But if you ask me personally, in my personal capacity, I would say that Aminji, in terms of railways, we want to be industry first innovators in innovative railway solutions with regards to our products, and in terms of the other verticals that we are starting, for example, conveyor belts, it is a huge market. So eventually we would like to be leaders in that as well. So it is a mix of both. If you tell me, I can't choose at this point. But the vision is big, the vision is bold, and that is how we worked from day one, and that is how we'll keep working to give our stakeholders maximum returns, and to also create a legacy
rubber company in our industry. The tire industry already has, but our industry, we would like to be the first one. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to Mr. Mustafa for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for being a part of our first earnings call. This was my first experience as well as a part of the management, and I hope that I can only get better. I hope I've been able to answer questions of our stakeholders to the best of my ability, and I promise that if there is any lag, I will work towards fulfilling that as well. And I hope and look forward to having everybody in our next earnings call. And thank you for your support up until now. And we hope that this support continues for the near and the long-term future as well.
Thank you. On behalf of 28 Consulting, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.